Scroll 2. Scroll 2 is known as the love paradox. Og challenges us to greet this day with love in our hearts. But the question lingers, which is more powerful, brute muscle, or on the other hand, love? The first can coerce and crush the human will. The second builds bridges, tears down the walls of suspicion and hate, and extinguishes the fires of anger. The first can be manipulated. The second cannot be faked. Perhaps the better question is this. What is your goal? To control or embrace? To conquer or inspire? That which at first appears to be a sign of weakness is in fact the foundation of true strength and real power. This is the love paradox. There are 6 keys needed to unlock the benefits of this principle. Here is the first.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. For this is the greatest secret of success in all ventures. Muscle can split a shield and even destroy life, but only the unseen power of love can open the hearts of men, and until I master this art, I will remain no more than a peddler in the marketplace. I will make love my greatest weapon, and none on whom I call can defend against its force. My reasoning they may counter, my speech they may distrust, my apparel they may disapprove, my face they may reject, and even my bargains may cause them suspicion. Yet my love will melt all hearts like unto the sun whose rays soften the coldest clay. I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I do this? Henceforth will I look on all things with love, and I will be born again. I will love the sun, for it warms my bones. Yet I will love the rain, for it cleanses my spirit. I will love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I will love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. I will welcome happiness, for it enlarges my heart. Yet I will endure sadness, for it opens my soul. I will acknowledge rewards, for they are my due. Yet I will welcome obstacles, for they are my challenge.
The first key to living each day with love in your heart is to show gratitude. Og balances the pleasant with that which at first appears to be painful. For example, I love the light, for it shows me the way. Yet I love the darkness, for it shows me the stars. In mythological times, the stars were often viewed as diamonds. How often does the sunlight of success blind us from the diamonds in our lives? The sun rises, the sun sets, but the stars in our lives are always with us. Sometimes we just can't see them until things get a little dark. Make a list of the pleasant experiences in your life. Make a list of experiences that have caused pain. Now, make a list of what lesson you have learned from the painful. Add to your list daily. The first key, show gratitude. The affirmation, I find good in everything that happens. Here is the second key.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I speak? I will praise mine enemies, and they will become friends. I will encourage my friends, and they will become brothers. Always will I dig for reasons to applaud. Never will I scratch for excuses to gossip. When I am tempted to criticize, I will bite on my tongue. When I am moved to praise, I will shout from the roofs. Is it not so that birds, the wind, the sea, and all nature speaks with the music of praise for their Creator? Cannot I speak with the same music to His children? Henceforth will I remember this secret, and it will change my life.
The second key to living each day with love in your heart is to find the good in others. Og carefully chose these words, scratch for gossip, dig for compliments. Gossip is superficial. It doesn't take very much effort to scratch the surface. On the other hand, it may take a lot of effort to dig deep into someone's life to find something good to say. Next time you're relaxing with friends and the conversation turns to gossip, normally about somebody who's not present, dig if you must for a compliment. When the time is right, carefully insert the compliment in the conversation and listen to what happens. For the next 30 days, dig for compliments and discover the gold within the people around you. It's magic. The second key is find good in others. The affirmation, I actively look for the good in everyone and I affirm it. Here is the third key.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I act? I will love all manners of men, for each has qualities to be admired, even though they be hidden. With love I will tear down the wall of suspicion and hate which they have built round their hearts, and in its place will I build bridges so that my love may enter their souls. I will love the ambitious, for they can inspire me. I will love the failures, for they can teach me. I will love the kings, for they are but human. I will love the meek, for they are divine. I will love the rich, for they are yet lonely. I will love the poor, for they are so many. I will love the young for the faith they hold. I will love the old for the wisdom they share. I will love the beautiful for their eyes of sadness. I will love the ugly for their souls of peace.
The third key to living each day with love in your heart is to build bridges. Bridge builders see in others what most fail to see. They reach out and connect. They are not discouraged by skin color, religion, gender, politics, or disabilities. For the next 30 days, be a bridge builder. Here are some ideas. Take time to listen without giving advice. Reach out to a neighbor. Find that person who no one else talks to and strike up a conversation. Do a little research about someone. Find out what they like and surprise them with a special gift. In a few days, you may also be surprised with the physical and emotional gifts you are receiving. Make your own list. How can I build bridges? Add to your list as inspiration comes. The third key is build bridges. The affirmation is, I emotionally connect with everyone that I meet. Listen for the fourth key.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. But how will I react to the actions of others? With love. For just as love is my weapon to open the hearts of men, love is also my shield to repulse the arrows of hate and the spears of anger. Adversity and discouragement will beat against my new shield and become as the softest of reins. My shield will protect me in the marketplace and sustain me when I am alone. It will uplift me in the moments of despair, yet it will calm me in time of exaltation. It will become stronger and more protective with use until one day I will cast it aside and walk unencumbered among all manners of men, and when I do, my name will be raised high on the pyramid of life.
The fourth key to living each day with love in your heart is to choose to respond, not react. This can be a big one. Imagine a day when no matter what anyone says to you, no matter how mean-spirited and vicious, you just absorb it because you love them and yourself that much. It's no wonder that people who can do this have their names raised high upon the pyramid of life. Fortunately, there is time to perfect this one. But where to start? Consciousness. First, strive to become aware so that every time someone pushes your buttons, you know they're being pushed. Second, be aware that you have a choice. And at that moment, make a different choice. Choose to respond and not to react. Want to shock your friends, coworkers, and family? Try it. Awareness, different choice, different outcome. Awareness, different choice, different outcome. You'll get better with practice. The fourth key is choose to respond, not react. The affirmation is, I consciously choose how I respond to every situation and avoid purely emotional reaction. Here is the fifth key.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. And how will I confront each whom I meet? In only one way. In silence and to myself, I will address him or her and say, I love you. Though spoken in silence, these words will shine in my eyes, unwrinkle my brow, bring a smile to my lips, and echo in my voice, and his heart will be opened. And who is there who will say nay to my goods when his heart feels my love?
The fifth key to living this day with love in your heart is to give others silent affirmation. If we don't do this, what do? We judge. We think in our minds, he's too fat, she's too short, his beard's too gray, I don't think guys should wear earrings, etc. We hear a lot about first impressions, and we do because we have been conditioned to judge. Ever felt judged? Can you tell when someone is sizing you up? Do you think others can tell when you are doing it to them? It is written all over our faces. It may seem awkward at first, but try it every time you see someone, even strangers. Silently say, I love you. The fifth key is, give others silent affirmation. The affirmation is, I fill all my thoughts about others with positive affirmation. Here is the sixth and final key.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. And most of all, I will love myself. For when I do, I will zealously inspect all things which enter my body, my mind, my soul, and my heart. Never will I overindulge the requests of my flesh. Rather, I will cherish my body with cleanliness and moderation. Never will I allow my mind to be attracted to evil and despair. Rather, I will uplift it with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages. Never will I allow my soul to become complacent and satisfied. Rather, I will feed it with meditation and prayer. Never will I allow my heart to become small and bitter. Rather, I will share it, and it will grow and warm the earth.
The sixth and final key is to love myself. Do you or don't you? Here's the test. Do you eat healthy food? If you drink, do you drink in moderation? Do you take illicit drugs? Do you exercise? Do you read good books with the knowledge and wisdom of the ages? When you spend time thinking, pondering, or fantasizing, what do you think about? These can be hard questions, but if you're honest, you may find some areas that need attention. Love is not about indulging. It is about honoring. Pick one thing that you can do today that will show honor to you. The sixth key is, I will love myself. The affirmation is, my thoughts, feelings, and reactions reflect the love I have for myself. How important are these keys? Listen closely.
I will greet this day with love in my heart. Henceforth will I love all mankind. From this moment, all hate is let from my veins, for I have not time to hate, only time to love. From this moment, I take the first step required to become a man among men. With love, I will increase my sales 100-fold and become a great salesman. If I have no other qualities, I can succeed with love alone. Without it, I will fail, though I possess all the knowledge and skills of the world. I will greet this day with love, and I will succeed.